Medicaid expansion is a huge deal, especially in North Carolina. And today we're talking with Brian Floyd. He's the chief operating officer of ECU Health, and they provide care throughout 29 counties in eastern North Carolina. It includes their flagship academic medical center in Greenville. There are 8 community hospitals and several outpatient facilities, including home health, hospice, and wellness centers. Brian is also a board member with the North Carolina Healthcare Association. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege to do it.
So the legislature passed Medicaid expansion last year, and basically what that did was allow about 600,000 people in North Carolina to apply for health insurance through Medicaid. And as of February 1st of this year, about half of that number have enrolled. The insurance program, or a little over half of that number, have enrolled. The insurance program has covered more than 265,000 prescriptions for new enrollees, and they've paid out almost $5 million in claims for dental services. So, Brian, if you could break this down a little bit for us, how significant is Medicaid expansion? And what would you say to those people who are uninsured, who may not know about Medicaid expansion and what this means for them?
Yeah, Medicaid expansion is critical, particularly in a state that has a lot of rural communities. Obviously, two-thirds of our state is rural. Eastern North Carolina in particular is highly rural. So Medicaid expansion is critical to help folks who don't have access to insurance and then don't believe they have access to coverage seek medical care. It gives them a peace of mind. They know that they're covered if they get sick or injured. People in particular in rural communities tend to have a lot of chronic diseases, like diabetes or hypertension. So this helps them get preventative care as they have access to physicians and medications to help them save money in the long run on the expenses of health care. So if you're uninsured, Medicaid's smart. It's a financially responsible choice to both help you with your health care as well as your financial security. Most people eligible to enroll in Medicaid expansion, they work full-time and part-time, and often people believe that it's not available if you have a job or if you're working.
That's a huge misconception, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Many small businesses, they can't afford to offer health coverage to the employee. So those employees who have jobs, and often without benefits, well, they're not paid enough to get subsidized care for themselves or insurance for themselves. That's what this is for. So costs themselves shouldn't be a barrier to taking care of your health. Medicaid is what covers that for doctor visits, yearly checkups, emergency care, mental health, which is so important. And, of course, prescription medications. And we all know that when people don't have access to prescription coverage or they don't take their medicines, and in the absence of that, these chronic diseases lead to long-term problems that are much more advanced and much more costly. And in some cases, not only affect their health or their livelihood, but their ability to work and be productive is because they're in hospitals with high costs and that sort of thing. So we really know having access will, in the long term, help them both financially as well as in the quality of life.
And I think a lot of people didn't know prior to this broadcast maybe that it also covers dental services.
Right, that's right. Dental care. And dental care is an important part of health care. We tend to break health care down to emergencies or chronic diseases or significant illness, but dental care, if unmanaged, leads to other health care problems and significantly affects people's lives. So we think dental care is an important part of coverage in Medicaid.
Lots of research that dental care affects things like your heart health, for example, and plaque buildup and things like that. And I think a lot of people don't know that that plaque leads to the other kind of plaque in your arteries. So it is really important to get that dental care.
Absolutely. When there are so many examples of people who have abscess teeth that come from unmanaged dental care, leads directly to things like endocarditis or bacterial infection in the valves of the heart even, that lead to open heart surgeries to correct that. So yes, very much dental care is an important part of your overall health.
Is one of the reasons why the legislature acted on this, because down the road it affects the long-term cost of health care for the state?
That's correct. You know, one of the big challenges, of course, as health care costs are rising, is the point at which people receive health care services. If they don't have preventative care younger, then they start to receive those health care services in hospitals, in procedural rooms, in the more expensive areas of health care, and they get them earlier in life. So if you have no preventative care, let's say, and you start to develop heart disease, and that's unmanaged, then you may be 50 years old having major procedures for heart care, at the time that you're productive in your job. You may be unable to work for some period of time. It may change your projection for your own financial security and that of your family because you're dealing with a chronic disease that has become out of control. And if you have preventative care, and even if you have a chronic disease like hypertension underlying that, with management, you're delaying any really significant consequences, perhaps till you're 60, 70, 80 years old. So it not only affects the cost of care when it's rendered, it affects the timeline with which that care has to be rendered. And so in the long term over one's life, it is so beneficial that you have preventative care early, maintenance of chronic diseases, you see your doctors regularly, and manage your health over a lifetime. And that's why this is so important to North Carolina, because the long-term cost of rendering care, we're all paying for each other. And so in North Carolina, expansion then means that those people that were not previously offered any coverage, didn't have any kind of way to be covered. We hope that those 600,000 or 700,000 people now will be able to get preventative care to delay long-term consequence of unmanaged care for their own improvement and that of the generations to come.